启示录二十二章十七节。
Revelation 22 verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come." Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
第一堂祷告会，我们谈圣灵说，请看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah,
第五章
Chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章
Isaiah Chapter 5.
我们从第一节看到第七节
Let's read from verse 1 to 7.
第一节，我要为我所亲爱的唱歌，是我所爱者的歌，论到他葡萄园的事。我所亲爱的有葡萄园在肥美的山冈上。
I will sing for the one I love a song about his vineyard.My loved one had a vineyard on the fertile hillside.
第二节，他刨挖园子，剪去石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼，又凿出压井石，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
Verse 2, he dug it up and cleared it of stones and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a watchtower on it and cut out a wine press as well.Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruit.
第三节，耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊，请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非。
Verse 3, Now you dwellers of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard.
第四节，我为我葡萄园所做之外，还有什么可做的呢？我指望结好葡萄，怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？
Verse 4, what more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad?
第五节，现在我告诉你们，我要向我葡萄园怎样行，我必撤去篱笆，使它被吞灭，拆毁墙垒，使它被践踏。
Verse 5, now I will tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it will be destroyed.I will break down its walls, and it will be trampled.
第六节，我必使它荒废，不再修理，不再除刨，荆棘棘藜，倒要生长。我也必命运不降雨在其上。
Verse 6, I will make it a wasteland, neither pruned nor cultivated, and berries and thorns will grow there. I will command the clouds not to rain on it.
第七节，万军之主的葡萄园。就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐；指望的是公义，谁知道有怨声。
Verse 7, the vineyard of the Lord Almighty is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are the garden of his delight. And he looked for justice, but saw bloodshed; for righteousness, but heard cries of distress.
以赛亚先知在第五章所描述是很出名的葡萄园诗歌。
And this is a very famous song that has been written by Prophet Isaiah.
我们今天以这段圣经定个题目，好葡萄、野葡萄、毒葡萄，作为彼此的勉励。
And based on this song, I have came up with a topic, good grapes, bad grapes, and poisonous grapes, as today's topic.
我们必须深切明了的是，一个基督徒从信主到将来进天国，一定要长大成人。
And what we must clearly understand is that once we become a Christian, we must be able to grow in the spirit and become an adult in spirit.
所以希伯来书的作者一再的提醒我们。
And the author of the book of Isaiah kept on reminding us.
一定要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
That we must let what we were before and become, we have to elevate ourselves.
必须从吃奶的阶段一直到吃干粮。
We must transcend from the stage where we consuming milk till the stage where taking food.
如果我们进听一些类似初步的道理，那么我们就没办法长进。
If we are only listening to simple words or sermons, then we are not improving.
我们没有办法来慎思明辨。
And we're not able to discern a good from bad.
我们更会失去警醒而自我陶醉。
And we'll lose our alertness and become indulgence.
所以要明白神是慈爱的，没有错。
Then we must understand that love, God is indeed merciful and loving.
神是怜恤人的，没有错。
And he is the one who's merciful upon all people.
但是神也是公义的，神也是圣洁的。
But at the same time, he is also righteous and holy.
所以希伯来书的作者又告诉我们，为什么说神的道是一把两面的利刃。
Therefore, the author of the book of Isaiah told us that God is the two-edged sword.
如果我们只看神是慈爱的，一直强调神就是爱，我们一直要爱。
If the only emphasis that we put on is God is love only.
一次得救，永远得救，犯什么罪，通通可以得救。
And once you are saved, you are saved forever, and doesn't matter what you do later.
这样我们怎么辨别呢？
Then how do you discern yourself from bad?
神另外一面是公义的。
On the other hand, God is also righteous.
神怜恤我们没有错。
It is true that God is merciful upon us.
容忍我们没有错。
He tolerates us.
但是神也是告诉我们要圣洁的。
But he is at the same time telling us to be holy.
所以如果我们没有把神道两面的利刃通通兼顾，我们一定会偏差。
Therefore, when if we do not emphasize on the two-edged sword, which means the two facets of our faith, then we will miss out many things.
一偏差，我们就中计了。
And once we deteriorate ourselves, we will fall into the pitfall of demon.
为什么魔鬼在耶稣圣灵充满以后来试探他？
And why, after Jesus filled with Holy Spirit, and demons still came to tempt him?
神体恤我们的软弱，绝对不会让我们有担不起的重担。
And God is merciful enough to give us a burden that is not unbearable.
神知道我们任何一个人没有圣灵的帮助，没有办法通过魔鬼任何一招。
God knew better that if not because of his grace, we're not able to withstand the temptation from devil.
魔鬼不愿意我们信耶稣。
And the demon does not want us to believe in the Lord.
更不愿意我们进入真正能够得救的真教会。
And neither did a demon want us to enter into the church of salvation as well.
当我们进入以后，
And as we have entered,
他又会处心积虑，百般挑逗。
He will continue to tempt us.
到处设陷阱。
And there are many pit holes that he will try to set up for us.
制造很多诱惑的机会。
And there are many occasions of temptations.
攻击迫害的事情。
And many occasions of attacks.
让我们对真耶稣教会动摇。
Then we become shaky in our faith towards our church.
让我们灰心丧志。
And then we become discouraged.
让我们变了质。
Then we become we lost our principle.
只要我们一偏离，魔鬼就高兴了。
Then once we deteriorate from the main path, then devil is very joyful.
那一偏离以后，如果再不回头，越来越远，就越来越严重，越危险。
And if we never come to understand the need of turning back to the main path, then we will day by day deteriorate.
所以以赛亚先知才会告诉我们这么实在的话。
Therefore, the prophet Isaiah is telling us these true words.
父母百分之百爱儿女。
We know that parents love their children most.
为了儿女的幸福，父母可以说披荆斩棘。
And for the fortune of their children, our parents is willing to sacrifice much for us.
再多的苦都甘愿为儿女来付出。
And parents also are willing to take up much more suffers for their own children.
尽量把儿女前面艰难困苦的道路铲平。
What they're trying to do is to take away all the difficulties before their children.
让儿女能够走得很顺利。
So that their children is able to walk on a smooth path.
还要想尽办法在四周围保护儿女，不要让他受伤害。
Not only that parents are trying to protect their children by putting up a perimeter.
慈爱的天父真神爱每一个相信他的儿女就是这样。
And this is how our Heavenly Father is loving every one, single one of his children.
这里用篱笆来表示保护我们。
That means to say that there is a fence that has been put up to protect us.
启示录告诉我们，通通住在蒙爱的城里面。
And in Revelation, it tells us that we are living in a city of love.
神的道是上等的种子。
And the words of God is the best quality seed.
是活泼的生命之道。
It is the word of a living hope.
而在这里，以赛亚先知告诉我们，是用上等的葡萄树，最好的品种。
And then in the book of Isaiah, over here, it tells us it's the best grape.
所以，只有进入真耶稣教会，纯正的真理，才能够叫做上好的种子。
Therefore, we are saying that as long as you have received the truth from the true church, then you are considered receiving a crop of good grapes.
才是上等的葡萄树。
Then you consider as a good crop.
那么我们拥有了这么好的品种。
Then we are belong to this good crop.
主人盼望我们怎么样？
And what is the expectation of our master?
就好像父母盼望他的儿女怎么样？
That is likened to our parents' expectation towards us.
父母连心血通通付出给儿女，就是希望他做一个好的儿女。
They have put in so much in return.For us to become good children.
真正好的儿女正确的观念。
And then the true and the correct perceptions that we must have.
不是在世界上一定要功成名就。
It's not such that you're trying to gain fame of status in a society.
不一定要辉煌腾达。
Doesn't matter how rich or how much you have attained your social status.
在社会上不一定要出类拔萃。
It doesn't matter you have outbeat many of the competitors in the society. 那
怎样才是好的标准？
Then what is the pure or single standard?
好葡萄不要变成野葡萄。
That is the good grape should not turn into the bad grape.
所以我们得到纯正的真理。
After we receive the truth.
才能够进入天国。
Then we consider ourselves have entered into the heaven.
好的才收入天仓。
Only the good ones that is stored in the
不好的变成白纸的就烧毁了
in a storage room in the heaven and the bad ones being thrown away.
所以我们栽培儿女
and when we are culturing or cultivating our children,
要有一个正确的观念
we must have this one good concept.
如果我们好几个儿女
if we have many children,
有的成绩很好，赚了很多钱
some of our children may beGood at their education and good at their business.
但是另外的儿女也不是博士，又不善于交际，默默无闻。
On the other hand, you might have another children who is a underachiever.
但是如果每个通通守住纯正的道理
，But if all of them kept on to the truth,
每个儿女都是好儿女。
That is what I consider as good children.
今天我们在神的眼光里面就是这样。
And in the eyes of God, this is how we are.
所谓好葡萄树是纯正的真理持守到底。
And a good crop, a crop of good grapes is considered, is referring to those who can hold on to the truth.
不要忘记是要结出好葡萄。
You should not forget that you must yield great, good grapes.
就是一定有好的行为。
That means to say that you have good conduct.
有好的表现。
And good behavior.
假如我们被主拣选
，If we have been chosen by God，
我们一般的观念啊，蒙主器重了。
Our concept in general is such that we have been looked up highly by God。
当负责人呐、
For instance, just like becoming a board member，
被安立为圣职人员呐
，or becoming a minister。
但是在神的眼光也一样，必须结出好葡萄。
But in the eyes of God, these people。At the same time, have to yield good fruit at all.
所以我们不
also
不能一厢情愿说我现在已经是教会的负责人，是圣职人员，我已经很好。
Therefore, you shouldn't regard yourself. I am the board member of the church, or I am the minister of the church. Then I have all kinds of rights.
以赛亚先知这样告诉我们，也是等着我们这些领导的人跟被领导的人完全一样，通通要好葡萄。
And what prophet Isaiah? Message is such that it doesn't matter if you are board members or you are somebody as a leader or you are someone who has been led, you are the same.
因为在神的眼光里面，我们都是他的儿女，我们都是平等。
Because in the eyes of God, all of us are the same, equal.
神不偏爱任何人， 通通是上好等的葡萄树。
You cannot find any biases in God's eyes towards us.
所以现在关键就在我们自己了。
And now the key point comes back to us.
我们不能跟神抗议说神你不公平。
We cannot accuse God for being unfair.
好，那么现在神对我们每个人要求都要有好葡萄的表现。
And then God's is the only thing God is asking us that we have to yield good fruit.
但是这里以赛亚先知说得很坦白。
And Prophet Isaiah has said this very clearly.
第三节说，耶路撒冷的居民啊，犹大人啊。
Verse 3 it says, Now you dwellers in Jerusalem and men of Judah,
请你们现今在我跟我的葡萄园中断定是非。
Judge between me and my vineyard.
神很客观啊。
God is very objective.
神绝对不是专制的霸道的。
He is not someone who is very authoritative or dictatorial.
所以神问百姓，也是问今天的你跟我，让我们自己摸摸良心来断定是非。
Therefore, to judge between me and my vineyard means that God is judging us from the rest of the world.
我这么爱你们，拣选你们。
If God has so loved us,
我一直照顾栽培你们。
And then God has taken care of us so much.
我希望你们结好葡萄，怎么会到结了野葡萄？
And since God is expecting us to yield good fruit, why on the other hand we're yielding a bad fruit?
所以，以赛亚书五章的四节已经给我们当头棒喝。
So that we could find that at chapter 5 verse 4, this is telling us the other way.
我们有时信主耶稣信久了以后，我们真的会陶醉在当中。
After being became after we become Christian for a long time, then we are used to it.
啊，我一切都很好啊。
We thought that everything is fine. For me,
耶稣现在来，我都没问题的，我都准备好了。
It doesn't matter if God is going to come now. I'm prepared.
以赛亚先知说，有野葡萄。
But Prophet Isaiah said that there is bad grapes.
而我们现在不是说哦，那这样我就要注意了。以色列家、神的百姓、选民里面，谁是野葡萄？不是。
But this is not trying to tell you, to ask you to seek out who is the bad grapes among us.
是要我们警醒反省自己。
It is to finger point ourselves.
我信主到现在，我有没有变成野葡萄？
We have to ask ourselves, since we become Christian, have we ever become a bad grape?
因为人在变，慢慢的才可怕。一下子大转变，这个很容易看出来。
Because the changes in human is not dreadful only if it is a fast change.
而慢慢的变是在日常生活不知不觉当中在变。
If change is taking place, if it is a slow change, then you could not find it significantly in your daily life.
我们参考圣经希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews,
十二章
，Chapter 12,
第一节
，Verse 1,
希伯来书十二章的第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
我们既然有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
什么是我们前头的路程？
What do we mean by the path before us?
以色列百姓出埃及，过红海，走旷野路，前头的路程就是迦南美地。
The wilderness and also the Red Sea that the Israelites have trod, it is the path before them.
今天你跟我脱离魔鬼的掌握，接受耶稣基督宝血的赦罪，继续再走天国路，要进入天国永生的盼望，就是我们前头的路程。
To have gotten ourselves out of the hands of demon and being able to walk on a path to heaven, that means we are walking on the path to salvation.
但是请注意这一句话，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
But it is reminding us that let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
什么叫做容易缠累我们的罪？
And also, the hinders and also sin that so easily entangles. And what do we mean by entanglement?
用以赛亚先知葡萄园的诗歌来提醒我们的就是容易让我们变成野葡萄的罪。
Therefore, this entanglement is referring to what is said in the book of Isaiah that being if we become bad grapes,
大罪我们不会坏。
We never commit major sins.
小罪常常容易坏。
But minor sins has never ceased.
大过错不敢坏。
And then we don't commit big mistakes.
小过错习以为常，习惯就成自然。
But minor mistakes becomes our habit.
有一个姐妹，她对一个传道说。
And there was a sister told one of the preacher.
传道，你不用担心，我这么喜欢跳舞了。
She told the preacher that, "Oh, you shouldn't worry over me dancing too much."
我是在告诉你，我的妈妈比我更野。
And I'm telling you that my mother is even more wild than me.
在家里面，她的妈妈做些什么事情，女儿看得一清二楚。
And the daughter could saw everything that the mother has done at home.
她的妈妈到了教会，是一个很虔诚、爱主的信徒。
And the mother, when she came to the church, she became a person that is so fervent.
很有礼貌，毕恭毕敬的。
And she became a person of, she became a very politeful person.
但是打麻将、抽烟、跳舞非常自然，这是很平常的事情。
But outside of church, she smokes, she dances, and she play mahjong.
所以这个女儿才对传道人说：“我只是圣诞节去跳个圣诞舞会，我妈妈常常有的。”
And therefore, this daughter is saying that while I'm only dancing in the Christmas Eve party, but my mother is always dancing.
没有换到十诫呀，大罪不换呢、啊。
Well, there is no commitment of any mortal sin, but there is the minor sin has never ceased.
我们有一句话叫做“上行下效”，大狗翻墙，小狗看样子。
There is a saying, a Chinese saying that the little ones will follow what the elder ones do.
又一个青年对我说
，And there's another youth told me this.
传道，你看我好像很差劲哦。
And he was challenging me that Preacher, let me ask you this. Are you thinking that I'm a bad person?
但是我没有掩饰，我就是我。
Then this brother told me that, well, I'm not being pretentious. This is what I am.
但是你知道大人当中让我感到很可怕的吗？
But do you know what is the most dreadful things about adults?
他说，好几个家长在一起，竟讲一些不好的话。
You know what? All these adults, they sit together and then they gossip.
我的父母也是其中之一。
You know, my parents are one of them.
但是他们来到教会看到其他的人，哎，又不同了。
But I saw them change when they came to church. They become a different person.
我看得很难过。
Then I just couldn't bear seeing that.
我的父母我不能怎样讲。
I couldn't say anything bad about my parents.
但是我觉得真的没有办法接受。
But I just cannot accept it.
小孩子为什么会变坏了？
And why the children become bad?
我的父母都伪装掩饰，看起来都比我还可怕。
And you could see his parents were so pretentious and so pretentious.
所以我们在日常生活里面不要认为说啊，只是讲话而已啊，有什么关系？
Therefore, in our daily life, we shouldn't regard the words that we put out lightly.
圣经告诉我们，生死在舌头的权下。
The Bible tells us that the power to life and death is on your tongue.
将来用我们的话定我们为义进天国，还是为罪下地狱。
And on day of the judgment, the basis for the judgment is the words that you have said.
更可怜的是，父母这样子，儿女也跟着这样子。
And the most pitiful things are that the parents has done such a bad thing and the children followed.
没有什么大过错嘛，只是讲讲批评论断这样而已啊。
Those are not any major sin. It's only a few words that have been said.
这就是容易缠累我们的罪了。
This is why I'm saying that those are the sins that is considered as entanglements.
所以野葡萄是不是在我们自己身上，我们自己要很警醒。
We must be very alert for whether we have yielded bad grapes.
亚当不是神按照他的形象所造的吗？
Didn't God made Adam according to his image?
神不是特别告诉亚当，善恶果你不要吃，吃的日子你必定死。
Didn't God tell Adam that you shouldn't eat the fruit of life and death? The day when you eat, you will die.
我们难道会说神啊，你真的很残忍啊，你这样恐吓你的儿子亚当啊？
And then maybe we will say that why did God threaten his children?
神很爱亚当。
God loved Adam dearly.
就好像我们父母爱儿女，爱之深，叮咛的很清楚。
Just like when our parents love us, they always remind us what to do and what not to do.
所以真神告诉亚当，绝对没有似是而非、含糊不清，完全是一清二楚、善恶分明。
When God instructed Adam, there is no ambiguity, such as good to do this or to do that.
你会得救就会得救，灭亡就灭亡，你是就是，非就非。
Salvation itself is very clear cut. It's either you do or you don't.
但是我们很感到难过的是什么？
But what is the most sad thing for us to see?
何西阿书第六章。
Please turn to the book of Hosea.
何西阿书第六章。
Hosea chapter 6,
第七节。
Verse 7.
他们却如亚当被约，在境内向我行事诡诈。
Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me there.
所以神对我们看起来实在是他心爱的儿女。
And in the eyes of God, we are the beloved children of His.
按照他的形象造我们，还有比这个更宝贵的没有了，跟神完全一样的。
We have been made in His image.
但是亚当背约，亚当变质了。
But Adam has changed.
这里何西阿书说他是诡诈的。
And in the book of Hosea, it says that he became a wicked man.
主耶稣告诉我们，敬拜天上的神要用心灵和诚实。
And to worship the Heavenly Father, we must worship him with our honesty and our pureness.
如果我们一口两舌，一个嘴巴讲出两种不同的话，像雅各书说的，你怎么可以颂赞神？哈利路亚是甜的，然后又讲人的是非变苦的。
If your tongue is saying that two different kind of words, it's just like in the book of James, it said that how can you put out words that is sweet and bitter at the same time?
表面上一种人，另外一面又一种人，这就是诡诈。
And if you are superficial and pretentious, then you are a person of wickedness.
别人看不出来。
Nobody can see that.
逃不过神的眼目啊。
And that is under the surveillance of God.
所以亚当已经做错了。
When Adam had committed sin,
神给他悔改的机会。
God had given him a chance to repent, and Adam did not want to admit his sin.
亚当一直打太极拳，推拖拉。
Adam was trying to shun away from the things that he has done.
所以，到今天，神给你跟给我还有这一口气。
Until this very day, we have been given by God's grace, the privilege to breathe.
就算我们一时的软弱，我们变得直偏差了。
And perhaps at one time in our life that we may have deteriorated.
这口气还没有收回，代表给我们机会。
But since our breath has not been taken away by God, that means there is a chance given to us.
借着以赛亚先知告诉我们说，你们为什么变成野葡萄，就是要呼唤我们赶快回头。
And the reason why the book of Isaiah is telling us not to become a bad grape.It also reminds us not to quickly turn back.
假如我们像亚当一样执迷不悟，一直的下去。
And if we are just like Adam, that we do not turn back.
神给亚当悔改的机会。
There was a chance given to Adam to repent.
亚当不悔改。
But Adam did not want to take that opportunity.
神也给该隐悔改的机会。
And God has also given an opportunity for Cain to repent.
该隐也不悔改。
Cain also the same, did also the same, not repent.
神也给犹大悔改的机会。
God has also given Judah an opportunity to repent.
犹大也不悔改。
And Judah at the same time did not repent.
魔鬼把我们带到野葡萄，我们再不悔改，我们就变成毒葡萄。
And if the devil has led us to a bad grape, then we must know how to turn back.
生命记三十二章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
这个很容易记哈，三十二三二哈。生命记三十二章三十二节。
This is an easy verse to remember. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 32.
说他们的葡萄树是索多玛的葡萄树，俄摩拉田园所生的。他们的葡萄是毒葡萄，全挂都是苦的。
Their vine comes from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are filled with poison and their clusters with bitterness.
当我们看到这节圣经节，我们要迫切的求主
poison.
就算有一时的软弱变成了野葡萄，赶快要回头，不要再一直下去了，偏离下去。
If there is a one time upon your lifetime that you become a grape with poison, then you must quickly turn back.
索多玛跟俄摩拉也是一个高度文明的城市。
And both are cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those are cities of civilization.
越高度文明的城市，我们常常讲所犯的罪。越文明，技术越高端。
And you could find that the more civilized the city, the more sinful and the more subtle sins that is built into the city.
所以我们现在这个时代是什么时代呢？
And what is the age and time that we're living at?
被称为知识爆炸的时代。
This is considered an age of knowledge explosion.
世上的智慧实在是进步神速。
And the knowledge of this world is improving in light speed.
而我们不要忘记整个世界是谁在掌握。
But we should not forget that who is manipulating this world.
世界之王就是魔鬼啊。
The manipulator is the demon itself.
所以如果我们在世上的智慧没有好好的去辨别。
And if we do not have the knowledge to discern a bad from good.
我们有一句话说，尽信书不如不读书。
There's a saying that if you only believe what you read, then...It's better for you not to read at all.
读书是好的啊。
It is good to read books.
所以魔鬼就说好，将计就计，什么书都给你出，残忍的书、色情的书、不应该有的书，全部给你出来。
And therefore, some people they love reading, but devil at the same time trying to plant in temptation in books such as violence and pornography.
现在是电脑时代，不学电脑跟不上时代，被淘汰了。
And this is a computer age. If you don't learn how to operate a computer, then you are not keeping up your steps with the fashion.
魔鬼永远是跟得上时代的，我们不要认为他就是这样显现。两颗大门牙，头发长长，黑漆漆，恐怖要掐死的，这是低级鬼，不可怕。
And demon will also seek for improvement at the same time. And you shouldn't regard demon as always...scary, if they only look dreadful in their appearance.
魔鬼的厉害就是跟着时代一直在进步。
What they are most good at is that they can keep up with the world, the trend of the world.
所以我们在打电脑都是常常说，哎呀，糟糕，电脑中毒了。
Sometimes we say that, oh, my computer got the virus.
这种电脑中毒被干扰还不可怕。
It is not scary to see your computer, to have your computer have virus.
要注意的是，我有没有中毒。
What is most important is we ourselves whether we have gotten the virus.
因为在电脑时代，我不学电脑不行。
It is inevitable that you have to learn computer.
进入了网际网络，哇，海阔天空，太好了。
And then to surf on the internet, there is a sea of knowledge.
既然是网际网路，就是前所未见的打开眼界，可以看的、不可以看的，通通看了。
And then on the internet, you could see things that you have never seen before, and you could see things that you were not able to see before.
所以孩子一天到晚 ICQ， 一直到晚上网，妈妈、爸爸很高兴啊！你看我的孩子多认真啊，学校的功课啊，他通通要再从电脑找资料的。
Then some parents were so ignorant when they see their children sitting in front of the computer thinking that they were doing something good. Instead, their children were surfing the internet or the ICQ or chat rooms.
魔鬼的毒是毒得很高明的。真正的毒药外面有糖衣。
And now you could see devil is so tactful that all this sin has been sugar-coated.
我们常常讲魔鬼有三大网络要网住我们。
We always say that devils can come up three main kinds of temptation.
所以我们请记住，大家非上网不可，但是上网不要被网上。
Please do remember, there's a need for you to serve the internet, but please do not be bound by the internet or entangled by it.
我们去捕鱼的时候，把鱼捕上来叫做把鱼网上来。现在你上电脑，你上网，魔鬼很厉害，让你被网上了，你中计了。
So you are surfing the net. That means you are trying to get more information out of the net. But please do not call yourself internet.
所以现在这个时代，科技的时代，电脑的时代，容易缠累我们的罪是什么？电脑儿。
And what is the sole entanglement for people at this age? It is the computer itself.
雅各怎么告诉我们的
？And what did James tell us?
看雅各书第三章。
Please turn to James chapter 3.
雅各书三章的十四节。
James chapter 3 verse 14
跟十五节
and 15，
在这里告诉我们说，心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒纷争，不可自夸，不可说谎话，抵挡正道。
But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts，
十五节说，这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地、属情欲、属鬼魔的。
Do not boast about it or deny the truth。Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil.
所以魔鬼很有智慧啊。
Then we could see the intelligence of devil.
那么他让我们这个世上的智慧是属地、属情欲、属鬼魔的智慧。我们要用神的道这一把两面的利刃把它拨开，说：“哎，这是魔鬼的诡计。”
And these are the wisdom of unspiritual and evil.
所以我们请听清楚，不是说不可以学电脑，不可以用电脑，不是这样。
But please understand, I'm not trying to tell you that you shouldn't learn how to operate a computer or surf the internet.
因为同样的道理，不是不可信耶稣，要信耶稣，魔鬼就将计就计，让一本圣经传出成千上万的教派，让我们中计。
In the same token, I'm saying that since that you could see that we are only having one Bible.But you couldn't imagine how many denominations has came up of this same Bible.
而魔鬼又能够装作光明的天使，这才是高端。
And the devil could disguise himself as a bright angel.
所以我们在教会里面有人就开始受启示，真耶稣教会都有直接受启示。
And we could now find people seeing revelations or receiving revelation from God.
你要另外去创一个教会。
And some people tell you that tell this person that you must go out the church and form another church.
因为这个教会已经变质了，不能信。
Because this church is not no longer true anymore.
啊，这个被启示的人把这个教会的缺点讲了一大堆。
And this person who received the revelation told the congregation that there are so many bad things about the church.
哎，好多人劝勉，要醒悟过来。好多人来劝勉这个被启示的人。
And so many brothers and sisters came to this, this person who has received a revelation and encouraged him.
我们不要尽看人的缺点。
And told him that please do not only look at the shortcomings of others.
我们要检讨是不是我自己变成野葡萄，不要看别人。
We should self-examine ourselves whether we have become a bad grape, but do not only look at the shortcomings of others.
当自己认为比别人好的时候，魔鬼在利用他。
If you think that you are better than everyone else, then the devil will use you.
那自己就越来就越自意，变成自高自大、自满，就另外创立了。
Then you gradually will walk away from truth.
到最后当然很可怜。
You know what's the consequence?
所以我们要想，我这个智慧，我这个启示从哪里来
？Then you must think, what is the wisdom or where the wisdom that we have gained from?
一定要用真理的圣灵来对照。任何的启示通通要根据圣经来判断。
That is to say that any kind of revelation that you receive, you must refer to what the teachings of the Bible is.
所以我们不但本身不能有恶毒的念头在里面。
That first of all, we should not have evil thoughts in our mind.
我们也不能被魔鬼装作光明的天使这种诡计来迷惑。
Secondly, we must not disguise ourselves as the bright angels to deceive others.
所以到今天，我们每一个人想到犹大对主耶稣亲嘴这件事情。
Until this very day, we still could imagine the scene where Judah has kissed Jesus.
很亲爱，很光明。
And it looks like it's very loving.
主耶稣很感叹地说：“你用这个亲嘴的爱好来卖我吗？”
And Jesus was very sad and told Judah that is this kiss of you that you are about to betray me?
主耶稣告诉门徒说：“我拣选你们十二个，为什么你们当中有一个是魔鬼？”
And Jesus also said that I have chosen 12 of you as disciples. Why one of you has become a disguised angel?
在主耶稣所拣选的门徒竟然会有魔鬼的种子。
And could you imagine that one of the chosen disciples of Jesus became a worker of devil?
并且是装作光明的天使的来亲嘴的。
And then he disguised himself as a bright angel and kissed Jesus.
所以以赛亚先知提醒我们，不但不要变成野葡萄，再不醒悟，更厉害，我们就变成毒葡萄。
That's the reason why a prophet Isaiah is reminding us not to become a bad grape.
有一个弟兄他做了不应该做的这个事业，赚了很多钱。
There was a brother. He was involved in a business that made him whole bunch of money.
忽然间患了大病，住院了。
And all of a sudden, he was sick.
他自己很痛苦，说在医院里面祷告的时候，天上有声音下来，连续三次告诉他：“给你最后一次机会，给你最后一次机会，讲三次。”
And then when he was in the sick bed.That he saw a vision that there was a sound from heaven telling him three times that I will give you a last chance I will give you a last chance
传道人安慰他勉励他鼓励他
and the preacher and also ministers that consoled him
你的家人有圣职人员
and then he was telling him that in your family you have ministers
你离教会走路不到五分钟就到了
And you live only 5 minutes away from church.
竟然你做色情事业，执迷不悟。
And you have involved in
色情。
You have involved in prostitution.
现在主耶稣给你悔改的机会了。
And now Jesus is giving you an opportunity to repent.
很爱你，很爱你，所以还告诉你，给你最后一次机会了，你不要失去哦。
Because God loves you.Therefore, he's telling you, he is going to give you a last opportunity. You must not let that go.
他一直点头，一直哭，甚至于祷告都趴着了，没办法跪，都趴着哭了。
And then he kept on nodding his head, and he was so, he was weeping so hard that he knelt down and knelt down on the floor.
大家也为他喘了一口气，说感谢主，主耶稣真的很慈爱怜悯，还给他机会。
And many people were there. They were very thankful to God's grace for him.
醒来以后。以后好了以后
，After he woke up and become better，
很可怜，又重蹈覆辙。
And it was very pitiful that he went back to the same path，
旧病复发。
And then the same sickness came back，
一倒不起。
And then once he was sick， he couldn't get up anymore。
有一个人祷告，圣灵很充满。
There was a person who prayed with the Holy Spirit filling，
看到了。哇，怎么那么多的葡萄树
？He saw so many vineyards，
并且那些葡萄树都是透明，像水晶一样，好美丽。
And he saw that the grapes in the vineyard were so beautiful, it's like crystal.
他远远看到就好高兴，就从来没看过这么美的葡萄。
And he was so joyful to see such a beautiful grapes.
真的是上好上等的葡萄。
Those are the grapes of a good crop.
但是突然间给他吓一跳，魔鬼出现了。
But all of a sudden, he was so frightened to see devil suddenly appear.
走到葡萄树下，左看右看，左挑右选。
And then he walked into the vineyard and trying to look for grapes.
这个摘起来就吞下去，那个摘起来就吞下去。
And he took those fruit and ate it.
哇，他很害怕，很惊讶，怎么魔鬼把这个这么美丽的葡萄吞下去了
？And then he was so scared to see those devils were eating those grapes.
但是有的吞，有的没有吞呢。
But the devils, for some reason, eat only certain grapes. Some of the grapes have not been eaten.
他又好奇又紧张的捏手捏脚走进去要看被魔鬼吞掉的葡萄到 到底怎么回事。
And he was so curious, and so he walked close to the vineyard, trying to find out what's the reason why the devil did not eat some of the grapes.
他走近一看，一清二楚，因为是透明的水晶一样的，所以他看到那个被魔鬼吞的葡萄，那个心已经烂了。
Because he walked near the vineyard, he could clearly see that those grapes that has been eaten by devil are the one that has brought it.
所以箴言告诉我们
at the center.
求主保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
Therefore, this is telling us that we have to preserve ourselves more than
一生的心都是我们的心。
We have to preserve our heart more than anything else.
因为一生的果效是由我们的心发出来。
Because everything you do in your life that comes from your heart.
我们深深相信，今天聚集在神的圣所里面的人，有心渴慕真理、仰望灵恩、上进的人的心，都蒙主保守。
And I believe that every one of you that has come before God to receive spiritual cultivation that you wanted to save.
只要我们有一颗心仰望耶稣基督
，As long as you have the heart.To look up to Jesus.
我们的心紧紧跟随耶稣。
And then you follow Jesus closely.
我们坦然无惧。
Then we're no longer frightened.
魔鬼再可怕的诡计都不会让我们变成野葡萄，更不会变成毒葡萄。
And the dreadful schemes of devil will no longer be frightening to you, and you will not turn into bad grapes.
同心莫祷。